I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Looking out the window, the sun is shining. It's wonderful.
Oh, I tell you, this is truly a pleasure and an honor to chat with you. I'm a 70s kid, so growing up, it seemed like you were on my TV every Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. That's nice to hear.
When you first began this country music journey, did you think it would last this long into 2025? Like, did you think, my gosh, I'll be preparing for a tour in 2025?
No, that never entered my mind. I don't think the next day entered my mind. I kind of just did it, and it happened. That's the only way I can describe it. I never had any expectations or aspirations. I think I was kind of meant to do it. Everybody just kept helping me along the way. I got help. And the biggest part being from radio, and then from radio, the fans. So it was like a building brick process, and it was wonderful.
Do you recall that first moment when you thought, you know what, this is what I want to do?
Gee, I don't think I ever had that moment. All I ever really wanted to do, and I never looked at it as a career, I just wanted to sing. Every moment was great for me that I was able to sing. I never sing at home, though. Isn't that strange? I don't sing around the house. I don't even play music that much around the house.
No kidding.
No, I don't. I don't know why. Maybe because it's like that's work. That's what I do, although I don't feel like it's work. I know it is because it's a job, but you have to be able to do it to understand it. And every day, every concert I do is different in the fact that the audiences are different, their responses are different. So it's like something new happening for me every day. And it's been like that throughout my whole career. So I think I've seen it all now. I have been fortunate enough to have received many awards and accolades, although I'm not big on that stuff either. So I don't know really why I'm still around except for the fans that support me, you know. It's just amazing. I'm amazed every day.
Was there a specific artist or a song that influenced you as a young performer?
I would say Conway Twitty's song.
Oh, my gosh, Conway.
Yeah, you've never been this far before, and I started singing it on stage, changing the words to the song. And I was singing in the bars then, you know. I knew I was not the number one reason people came to the bar. They came to have drinks and socialize. So I thought, I got a lot of competition, and it's called a bottle. So I have to start doing songs that's going to make people sit up and take notice. Well, that was one of them. When I started singing I've Never Been This Far Before, people would stand up when I was singing it. And then right after I'd do that, I would end my show with How Great Thou Art. So I would go from singing like a really dirty song to a song about God. And
especially the Conway music, because I kindly refer to Conway's music as sexy country. So to have
yeah,
his stuff.
If anybody had have ever taped any of those things going on, I don't think people would believe what they're seeing today, because there was constant noise in the bars, and then when I sang I've Never Been This Far Before, you could literally audibly hear the quietness happening, and they would listen to the song. And then when I did How Great Thou Art, those that were standing would sit down almost at attention, and they looked like they were praying. And when I finished my song, they'd all stand up and go crazy. And I thought, this is just something I've never witnessed. And I kept it in my shows for the rest of my life.
And it's addicting getting that kind of reaction, too. I'm curious, is there a song or an album that maybe holds a particularly special place in your hearts? When you look back, you think, you know what, that's the tune.
This song is a song I wrote because it's a true story. One drink is one too many and a thousand's not enough. I wrote that about a gentleman who was in one of the bars I was singing in, and he was the only one not drinking. He was drinking coffee, and I went down and I introduced myself and asked him why he was drinking coffee. And he said, well, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I used to play guitar and sing, but he said, as long as I do that, I drink. So he said, I stopped doing that, and now I go watch music that it doesn't make me drink. And then he said a line, one drink is one too many, and I think he said 100's not enough. So I went to my room and I couldn't get it out of my mind. I took a pen and I wrote down, one drink is one too many and 100's not enough. It didn't sound right. Then I changed the word 100 to 1,000, and it just rolled off my tongue. And I just kept trying to remember everything he said to me. And I wrote that song in 10 minutes.
Wow.
And I don't even know how I wrote it. I knew nothing about alcohol. And I never had a drink in those days in my life. And I believe when I look back at it now and I look at the words, because I am amazed that I wrote that song. I don't think I wrote it alone. I think his words, his inspiration was so inside me. And I wanted to write it so badly, but not capable on my own for sure. I believe God guided me. He guided my hand and helped me write that song. Countless people get through their journey of alcoholism, other substance abuses, and it's played all over the world at AA meetings and other meetings. And when I'm long gone, I have no doubt that song will be still helping other people. What a greater thing I could leave. I don't want to call it a legacy because I don't really know what a legacy is. It's to anybody what they think it's going to be. I just hope that song is going to be around a long time, and I truly believe it will, and it will be doing good. And when I'm gone, if I know my music's still doing good and helping somebody, that's all I ask for.
You gave me chills. My gosh, you gave me chills. I'm just covered in goosebumps. What a story. Wow.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, isn't it? But it's true. I guess I was singing How Great Thou Art for a reason.
Well, aside from music, Carol, one final question. I'm just curious what you enjoy doing in your personal time. You know, when it's not about music, what are you doing?
I spend time with family and friends. I'm a great, I guess maybe because I'm from the Maritimes, where everybody all gets together. Even when we invite people over for dinner, we never leave the table, really. We don't go to the living room. We just sit around the table talking, play games when we're finished. I love my grandchildren.
Aww.
I love my daughter. I love my son-in-law. My husband is my best friend. And all of my family and friends. That's what I do. And take care of my granddaughter's kitty. She's her kitten when she goes away to work. So that keeps us pretty busy.
Well, we can't wait to see you in Alberta. April 2nd in St. Albert, April 6th in Red Deer, April 7th in Lethbridge. For ticket information, go to carolbakersinger.ca. Carol, this has truly been a pleasure. Thank you for making my day.
Thank you for having this chat with me, and I can't wait to get out there and thank everybody and say goodbye and let them know what they all meant to my life, because my fans have afforded me a life that I would have, and a lifestyle that I would have never been able to have. And, oh, I'm so grateful to be able to say thank you and goodbye. And I say that to you, too, because radio has been so wonderful to me. I'm so grateful.